Because you're buying a house and you get like a, you know, a view from above of the lot and the house, and you open the front door and the back door, you can probably fly the drone right through the house.
Yeah, but you're supposed to stay a certain distance from it too.
The drone or the person running it?
The person from the house and the people you're spying on.
Brian Baldoff is with VHT Studios. Good morning, Brian. How are you?
Hi, Steve. I'm great.
Nice to have you on. What is VHT Studios?
We're VHT Studios is the largest real estate, photography, video, and marketing company in the country.
All right. So what does the government want from you before you can start flying a drone? Is it a big, heavy process?
Well, until recently it was. If you were going to fly a drone for commercial purposes, for business, you actually had to have a pilot's license and you had to have a waiver from the FAA. As of this week, those rules change, and now you basically just have to take a test online, and you can become certified to fly drones for business purposes.
Is that a good idea, or do we need a little more regulation?
Well, I think it's a good idea. It's definitely going to open up the market, and there's a lot of demand for drone photography and video. But I think after that, we'll start to see more regulations at the state and the city level as things happen. Like you talked about flying over crowds of people, a lot of cities like the city of Chicago don't allow that.
All right, so you should have it. Let's say you're doing this for a business, and real estate is the easiest one that comes to mind, and that's your business. You've got a list that people can access that there are things you ought to be thinking about. You start with know your strategy, meaning what? Have a marketing plan for the pictures you're going to use?
Yeah, definitely. You know, drone photography and video really helps when there's something near the property. You know, the setting of the property is part of the story. So you mentioned golf courses. We, VHT photographs a lot of homes that back up to golf courses. That's something that really sells the home when you can see that dramatic shot from the sky and kind of fly around and check out what tee or green is behind the home. Same thing with lakes and rivers and streams and parks. And
can you pick up me cursing if I snap hook one out of bounds?
We probably could. I think a great app would be if golf courses would allow, you know, would photograph all of their fairways. So when you get to the tee, you could just play the video and see how that hole plays out.
I think courses will get to that, but the sooner the better. How much does that course cost that you have to take from the FAA, the online course?
It's about $300.
A lot of studying involved?
I haven't taken the test myself. There's definitely some studying involved. A lot of it's about rules and regulations. And then, you know, of course, you actually have to know how to fly the drone, too. You have to learn how to fly it. And
don't fly your friends into a building.
Right, or fly your drone into your friend's building.
So. Yeah, either one are bad. There are certain rules. The FAA says stay how far from a control tower?
We have to stay about 5 miles away.
How do I know how far 5 miles is?
Yeah, well, there's actually apps. You can log in. The FAA has an app, and if you're going to fly somewhere, you can see if you're in a flight path or near a control tower. So for commercial purposes, there's definitely considerations. You have to have in mind hobbies. It's easy. But.
And amongst the other rules, this seems logical, you got to stay within the drone's line of sight. You got to be able to see your drone.
Right.
It seems logical, but I guess some people get cocky and go, I can fly it, and I'll get it back.
Yeah, it's an easy rule to break because usually you can see the video on your iPad or your tablet as you're flying the drone. So you can fly it away and still see where the drone's going and what it's seeing. So, but yeah, the rules are you've got to keep it within line of sight.
Brian, how much is a drone, I guess your average drone, and do you have to have insurance for it too in case it does crash?
Sure, those are good questions. For a hobbyist, to get a drone, it's a couple $100s. A lot of fun taking it out to the park. For a professional drone, if you're going to use it for business, they're probably more like $2,000 to $3,000. And in real estate, like at VHT Studios, you definitely want to have insurance because you run into things like, you know, weather. A big gust of wind could blow your drone into somebody's window or something. And it's definitely not for novices.
So you get your drone, you drop $2,000, you're ready to market your business, you take your drone up once, you don't really know what you're doing, you crash your drone, does the insurance cover it?
Well, it depends on what you crashed it into and what your policy is. Hopefully, it covers it. We would definitely recommend you know, a lot of training. Like the photographers that did VHT have all been doing this for a long time. Most of our pilots, most of our drone pilots today actually are pilots. And that's why we were able to start offering these services last year. But, yeah, it takes practice. Again, like golf, probably anybody can do it, but to do it well.
Is there cursing in drone flying as well?
There is. I've seen some cursing, heard some cursing. Luckily, we can edit that out of the videos. But
Brian, are there privacy restrictions for drones, too? Like they can't get too close to a residential building or even if you are going to be swearing on the golf course? Not that that happens ever with you, Steve.
No.
Yes, there are, and I think that's the area that you'll start to see more restrictions. I mean, one thing with commercial drones, they're never going to sneak up on you. They're pretty loud, but you know, you're not allowed to fly over groups of people. You know, there's always restrictions at schools. You can't fly over where there's kids present, and you know, some common sense privacy. Like in the real estate photography business, our pilots will typically, or our clients will typically tell the neighbors, hey, we're going to be doing drone photography here this morning, just so you know. And if there's any concerns, you get those out of the way up front.
And obviously you got to have some video editing software. What do you recommend?
You know, there's tons of video editing software out there. That's one of the tricks here. I think a lot of people learn how to fly a drone, and then they're just amazed with the video. But you actually have to be a good videographer and photographer if you're trying to market real estate or market a business. There's some art and creativity and talent to it. So the tools are all out there, the Photoshops and, you know, Adobe editors and things like that. But, again, another part of it that takes a lot of practice to do it well.
Yeah, and it's an important part of it as well. People want to see the whole list. Where do they go?
You can go to vhtstudios.com. We've got tons of samples there, and we provide coverage all over the country. You can always call us, too.
What's the number?
It's 1-800-790-TOUR, T-O-U-R.
And we can come to your establishment and just fly your drone until we get it right. If we crash it a couple times, no big deal.
For you and Andrea, sure.
That's so nice, Brian.
That's really nice of you. Thank you, my friend. All the best.
All right. Love to golf with you someday.
Great. We'll curse together.
It's, thanks, Brian. That is cool, though. I think you see those drones everywhere now.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, yeah. Well, I think it's cool.
I think it's cool, too.
Yeah, I think it's cool. I mean, you got to, you know, you keep in mind free will is what it is. If you're going to have any knucklehead fly it, you're going to have some issues.
Yeah, absolutely. And I don't want them outside my window either.
But this is where I become hypocritical. I want some government involvement, but only in what works for me. So at least I'm willing to admit it. It's a couple minutes before 9 and at 720 WGN.
Accurate weather forecast today on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
You're invited to experience the many advantages of shopping at Walt's family-owned food centers in South Holland, Homewood, Tinley Park, Frankfort, Beecher, Crete, and Dyer, Indiana. There are so many reasons why you should shop in Walt's. One is Walt's Deli Department. Walt's Deli is the perfect answer for convenience in a hurry. Walt's has a selection of fine quality luncheon meats, delicious salads, and domestic and imported cheeses. And Walt's beautifully designed party trays will make any occasion a success. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. At Walt's, no special discount cards are needed. Walt's customers save every day. All Walt's stores are sized just right and are conveniently organized for fast and easy shopping. Find out why so many families shop only at Walt's family-owned food centers in South Holland, Homewood, Tinley Park, Frankfort,